Okay, we will come to order. This is the November 29th meeting of the New York State Racing and Wagering Board in Schenectady, New York. I'm Chairman Sabini, joined as always by members Daniel J. Hogan and Charles J. Diamond.
Daniel J. Hogan?
Yes.
What's the J for?
I don't know.
Okay, because my middle name is Doyle.
Oh, okay. I got right, D. I'm sorry. I got your middle initial mixed up with Charlie's. My apologies.
Sorry.
We'll open the meeting with public comment, and seeing that there's not a throng of public here, we won't have any public comment, I suspect. But if someone wants to comment, they can. Otherwise, I will ask Secretary to call the meeting to order.
The meeting at 3:10.
Hearing no public comment, thank you, Acting Secretary Kristen Buckley. We'll ask you to move the agenda.
Approve the minutes of the board meeting held on October 23rd, 2012.
Minutes have been distributed to the board members. Any additions or corrections?
No, sir.
Hearing none, we'll move on the minutes. All those in favor of approving the minutes?
Aye.
Bless you.
We'll take the sneeze as an aye. Minutes are approved.
Items previously approved or deferred by the chair, there are 33. Okay.
All of a sudden, just something hit by another reason.
Items previously approved, denied, or deferred by the board, there are 8. And items to be approved, denied, or deferred by the board today, there are 9. And the first one is Catskill Regional OTV request for approval of service provider contracts with Roberts Communication.
Mr. Casaragola.
Thank you, Chairman.
By a letter dated November 7th, 2012, Catskill Regional Off-Track Betting Corporation requested approval from the board to implement a contract for simulcast reception services with Roberts Communication Network. As you know, Section 5100.7b of the rules provide that no contract between a service provider and an authorized parimutuel wagering entity, in this case an OTB, or a tote provider can be implemented prior to the board's approval. Roberts Communication is a licensed service provider. As you know, they provide vastly, if not all, of the communication services for the tracks and OTBs in the state, if not the country. Staff became aware that Catskill OTB and RCN executed this contract through review of the recent simulcast license application. The application has been submitted and is now being presented to the board for approval. There is no term listed in this contract, so it is open-ended.
Why is that, Tom?
I don't think it's very uncommon for this type of service to have no term on it, but it does. There is a exit clause should they wish to terminate that they can do so with notification.
And Roberts is
pretty much everybody now. Yeah. They used to have some different providers involved, but Roberts has pretty much dominated the field now.
Questions or comments on this item? Hearing none, we'll move the item. Catskill Regional OTV request for approval of service provider contracts with Roberts Communications. All those in favor?
Aye.
Next item, please.
Monticello Raceway request for approval of totalizator agreement with Sportech Racing.
This is one of three tote contracts we'll be reviewing today. Mr. Casaragola.
Thank you, Chairman. That's correct. There's a number of tote contracts similar to the Roberts Communication and Service Provider contract that are before the board for approval. This one is one with Sportech with Monticello Raceway. It falls under the same section of the rule as I cited in the previous item. Monticello Raceway executed an extension to the existing agreement in December of 2010. The board has interpreted the rule to require approval of amendments and extensions of contracts as well as any new contract. Monticello Raceway is now aware of that, and hence this submission is provided here. This submission extended the term of the contract until December 31st, 2013, and also provides for additional ticket issuing machines and amended certain pricing in the existing contract. There is also a January 12 amendment to the service agreement regarding pricing and services related to data communication. Staff recommends the board approve this request.
Mr. Hogan.
Tom, Is there anything behind the name change, other than a name change? It's got anything to do with the ownership at all, or is it just straightforward name change?
No, actually, this was Cy Games was spun off and sold. I think it was two or three. I think 3 years now. To an entity, which I can't remember the name now, based out of England some time ago. So this, they've been Sportech for a number of years, actually, now. Okay. It's just that there's still and a lot of writings that you see that we go through, we still refer to as Cy Games. So we just want to make sure we identified it so everybody knew who it was.
Other questions or comments? Hearing none, we'll move the item. Monticello Raceway, request for approval of totalizator agreement with Sportech Racing, LLC. All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Item is approved. Next item.
Suffolk Regional MTB request for approval of totalizator agreement with Sportech Racing.
Mr. Castro-Argola.
Thank you, Chairman. This amendment is provided to the board for consideration, similar to the previous two items. As you can see, there are two amendments before the board. The August 2009 amendment extended the term of a previous agreement until December 31, 2014, as well as adding some terms and conditions. The November 2011 amendment dealt with Suffolk OTB's bankruptcy. The changes provided for in this amendment extended the terms of the agreement until December 31st, 2015, changed the fee structure, and required Suffolk OTB to pay pre-petition arrearages of approximately $164,000 that was owed to Sportech. With that, staff is recommending approval.
Say the last part again. I'm sorry.
Pre-petition arrearages, you said.
Right.
They were. This was negotiated. It's my understanding, under if talking to different councils, that Chapter 9 does allow for entities, Chapter 9 bankruptcy, to pay certain liabilities if it's in the best business interest, if the entity deems it's in the business interest to do so. Suffolk was therefore able to pay pre-petition liability in this case.
In order to get a new contract.
In order to basically extend or get a new contract. So they have the option.
Right. Questions or comments on the item? Hearing none, we'll move the item. So, Regional OTB request for approval of totalizator agreement with Sportech Racing, LLC. All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Item is approved. Next item.
NIRA request for approval of a totalizator agreement with United
Tote. Mr. Castro-Argola.
Thank you, Chairman. This one is similar to the previous items presented. However, there is a slight nuance to this one. As you know, on November 26th, the contract that NIRA has entered into, or the amendment with United Tote, was presented to the Franchise Oversight Board for approval, and on that date, the Franchise Oversight Board did approve the contract. That requirement falls under Section 212.8 of the racing law. In addition to that, as stated before, the rules also require that the tow contract be approved by the board as well, which is why this amendment is before you today. This amendment extends the current term of the contract until and including the last day of the Saratoga Race Course meeting in 2013. Also provides for United Tow providing up to four terminals at the expiration of the contract to allow customers to cash outstanding vouchers and tickets at NIRA should they change tow vendors. With that, staff recommends approval of the request.
Questions or comments on the item?
So,
Mr. Hogan.
If I'm 200, they're going to be looking for to bid this out?
They've gone through, reportedly have gone through an RFP process or in the process of finalizing such. It's unclear at this time if an actual selection has been made, and that's why we're seeing the extension that's before here the board today. I would expect that in order to make an effective transition, should there be one, you would probably hear something well before the end of the Saratoga meet, but that'll be going on.
Other questions or comments? Hearing none, we'll move the item. NIRA request for approval of totalizator agreement with United Tote. All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Item's approved. Next item.
New York Jockey Injury Compensation Fund assessment of owners and trainers for the year 2013 premium assessment and formula.
Mr. Goodell.
The New York Jockey Insurance Compensation Fund has submitted its 2013 annual plan of operation and premium assessment to the board for the board's approval. The only change is, as is always done, an annual change to the assessment. Actually, the assessment that's proposed this year is identical to the assessment plan that was proposed last year. Premium is a little bit higher this year, but the assessment is based on the anticipated final premium cost is the same as in previous years. Pursuant to Section 221.8A of the Racing, Wagering, Parimutuel Wagering and Breeding Law, the fund is required by November 15th of each year to submit any proposed amendments to the board relating to the assessment of the cost of insurance for the subsequent year. They met that deadline, and staff has reviewed the matter and recommends approval.
And there's also refunds issued at the end of each term if the fund does not expend all its money.
That is correct.
Okay. Questions or comments from the board? Hearing none, we'll move the item. New York Jockey Injury Compensation Fund, Inc. Assessment of owners and trainers for the year 2013. All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Items approved. The next three items are part of a rulemaking package that is as a result of recommendations of the Task Force on Horse Racing Safety and have been presented to the board in the spirit of making on-track safer for both the equine and human athlete. Next item.
Notice of emergency rulemaking claim valuable.
Mr. Goodell.
The board has previously passed this as an emergency rule, and the board has undertaken action to create this as a permanent rule. As you can see from the next listed board item, the board will be acting on that. But it will not be able to make this a permanent rule change without there being a gap, unless it acts on item number six, which is to propose this again as a, or adopt this again as an emergency rule. It's the same rule that has previously been adopted on an emergency basis by the board with regard to the claiming races, the price of the horse in the claiming race being at least 50% of the value of the purse of the race.
Mr. Chairman?
Yes, Mr.
Any reason Hogan. We don't talk about both of the rules, both the emergency and the purse proportionality rule as well at the same time? This is going to supersede it, right?
Yes.
You need six before seven.
And the only reason we're doing an extra emergency is for the gap, as you just said, right?
That's
so
right.
Reason
that's
we don't do them both at the same time?
We can do them both at the same time if you like.
I don't see any reason not to.
Okay. Just wanted to make sure.
We're getting into the final.
The idea is to make sure everything is covered on the calendar.
I got you. I'm there with you.
In that case, I think
Mr.
you
Goodell,
can certainly
fire away.
Propose to take an action on both of them at the
right.
same time.
So you want to go into any more detail? We'll just couple the two for a vote.
Yeah, again, this is a matter that the board previously has adopted as an emergency rule.
Okay. Any further discussion?
Yes, sir.
So we're going to couple a notice of adoption, purse proportionality and claiming races and the claiming value rule, which are...
okay.
42D and 43D on your scorecard. If you're scoring a home, and we hope you are for your sake. Any further discussion? Hearing none, then we will move two items, purse proportionality rule and claiming races, and the notice of emergency rulemaking claiming value rule. All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Item is approved. Next item.
Notice of proposed rulemaking shockwave therapy rule.
Mr. Goodell.
This is a matter before the board to make a formal proposal of a new rule. There currently is no 4043.13 rule. It was repealed many years ago. This proposal would be to create a new shockwave therapy rule. It follows a format that was adopted as a model rule nationally, with one exception, when it was sent around for informal industry comment. The rule originally proposed that there would be no racing or training of the horse for a period of 10 days. Public comment was received in response to that, for example, from the Jockey Club and from NYFA, indicating that it was not necessary to limit all training for a period of 10 days. And in fact, the Jockey Guild, which initiated the rule for RCI, also recommended that it not be a prohibition of all training, but rather only of breezing the horse or high intensity exercise. And in that form, it is also a suggestion or proposal of the New York State Task Force on Racehorse Health and Safety in its September 2012 report. Any other information that you have, it's set forth in the excellent memo of Mark Stewart that describes that for the first time the board would be implementing a requirement that all of these instruments be used only by a veterinarian who is approved to use the instrument. All of these instruments would be used only at previously disclosed and approved locations by the board. They wouldn't be permitted on the racetrack without prior approval of the board, and all administrations of the treatments would be required to be reported to the state steward within one day.
Up till now, there was a NYRA house set of house rules on shockwave therapy, and I believe there was no house rule at Finger Lakes, I believe.
That's correct.
Is that
correct?
Yes.
And this mirrors basically, as you said, with one exception, the RCI model rule.
Staff recommends approval of the notice of proposed rulemaking.
Questions or comments on the shockwave therapy rule?
Mr. Chairman, I'm sure it's an obvious question, but Rick, now we'll go to have the model rule, the RCI model rule amended as well?
Yes.
How many other states have adopted it so far?
None, to my knowledge.
Would leader again?
Although I will say that I believe California has.
Yeah, some states have a rule. I don't know if they have the RCI rule, but some states do have a shockwave therapy.
California does.
Great. Thank you very much.
I have a question, Mr. Chairman.
Sure, Mr. So
the stewards will be responsible for the to keep track of receiving when the ESWT was administered, and they will also keep track of the 10-day waiting period?
Yeah, the report of the administration would trigger a stewards list prohibiting the horse from racing for a period of time. There are other efforts underway by Board IT to make this possible to be done electronically online in connection with something similar to the corticosteroid joint injection administration.
Yeah, that's what we need. And what is the penalty for failure to notify?
There is no prescribed penalty. It would just be a rule violation for which the board has general authority to impose pretty much any penalty that is appropriate.
Any other questions or comments? Hearing none, we'll move the item proposed. Notice of proposed rulemaking shockwave therapy rule. All those in favor?
Aye.
Item is approved. Last item.
In the matter of Joseph M. D'Agostino.
Mr. Goodell.
This was an appeal by a harness driver, Mr. D'Agostino, who appealed a decision of a starter at Vernon Downs, fining him $50 for not coming up into position behind the starting gate at the beginning of the race. Although he filed the appeal, he did not appear at the scheduled hearing date. The matter was presented by board counsel and in a sense proved up. The evidence was still presented. You have before you the hearing officer report by hearing officer Charles Diamond recommending that the violation, in the memo, it accidentally says license suspension. It should say the violation and $50 fine, I believe it was, should be upheld.
Chairman, you have a category for this type of cases, don't you?
I do. No show, you got to go. However, I have a special category for this one because it probably cost the state of New York a lot more than $50.
That's exactly
to prepare this case,
pal. That's exactly what I thought.
$50 is, I $50 believe, is the nothing. Regulatory maximum that the starter is permitted to impose as a fine for this infraction.
Okay, so in the matter of Joseph D'Agostino, any other discussion?
I'll be recusing myself, Mr. Chairman.
Mr. Dinan will recuse himself based on the fact that he's the hearing officer. All those in favor of the hearing officer's report?
Aye.
Aye. Item is approved. That is...
Items for board information or discussion, there are five. And follow-up items are previously approved, there are three. Any discussion?
Any emails?
No, we did not receive any emails this month.
Wow. Okay, with that, I'll
adjourn the meeting at 3:29.
Thank you. Merry Christmas.
All right.
Merry Christmas.
I thought Bob would start submitting emails.
Yeah.
I thought Bob would start submitting emails.
I'm sorry.